Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is biological medicine. This system of therapeutics, originating in Germany several decades ago, aims to normalize the internal terrain of the human body. One way to look at this is to wonder why, if a contagious illness passes through a household, that some family members will become very ill, some may not get the illness at all, and everything in between. Strep throat, for example, can damage organs such as the heart, which is why there's concern to identify Streptococcus by throat culture and use antibiotics to eliminate this as a threat. Now we're discovering through research or clinical experience that microorganisms, either bacteria or viruses, can be associated with chronic diseases we wouldn't have considered. Rheumatoid arthritis can respond often to antibiotic therapy, and Alzheimer's disease may be associated with a viral origin. Using dark field microscopy, we can see that, in the blood, that various proteins can change appearance depending on the health of the person. Using fungi and bacteria diluted homeopathically, we can alter this background in the patient's blood so that a greater level of health can be achieved. These protein forms appear to be related to bacteria and respond by becoming less pathogenic when confronted with homeopathic preparations of themselves, so to speak. This therapy is more properly termed isopathy rather than homeopathy. Homeopathy can affect the patient's emotions in a deep fashion, whereas this isopathy is directed at the physical body. Yet isopathy can help deal with emotional problems as well, as for example with the PANDA syndrome, where children, after a bout of Streptococcus infection, can exhibit obsessive-compulsive symptoms. Another example we see is where patients have cleaned up their lifestyle, yet need something more to detox their system. And here, using these isopathic remedies, we can normalize this internal system, and stubborn problems can be cleared up. So we could say the isopathic remedies act deeper than nutrition and herbal medicine, but not as deep as constitutional homeopathy. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.